Professor Innocent Uja is president of the Nigerian Medical Association, the professional body that registers doctors and dentists in the country. Uja says about 45,000 doctors belong to the association, though he admitted some have left for greener pastures abroad. The United Kingdom's General Medical Council says no fewer than 7,875 Nigerian doctors are currently practicing there. Uja says there is need to improve the welfare of Nigerian doctors to foster enough satisfaction so they don't feel they have to leave. He says the doctors who have stayed in Nigeria are doing their best to fight COVID-19 despite losing some colleagues.
Doctors are doing their best within the environment they find themselves. Things are not adequate. You will realize that we're talking about the provision of PPEs and create a double environment, and also provision for hazard allowance and also life insurance for the frontline workers, because this is a very risky virus and we need to protect the workers.
Uja says Nigeria is well prepared to train doctors and other health workers.
Nigeria has the potentials, as you may have realized, apart from the medical schools in many universities in Nigeria, at least about 32 medical schools are currently in Nigeria. Apart from that, there is a new dimension where specialized universities of health sciences are being established.
Dr. Clifford Okafor, a private medical practitioner, isn't worried about the losses. He says the doctors are free to migrate and seek better working conditions.
If anybody doesn't have what is enough for him here, or doesn't have an employment, or is not satisfied by the way he's been taken care of, if he has opportunity overseas, he should go. There are many doctors to take care of us here. There are very many Nigerian doctors. Many have always been overseas. So I do not see it as a very serious matter. And then I believe that they can never drain the entire Nigerian workforce of doctors.
But Okafor says the government should ensure that doctors and other health workers attending to COVID-19 patients get the protective equipment they need. This is Mike Mbonye for VOA News in Lagos.